With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If you're a wine lover or just curious about Washington wines and you have not yet heard of Somlight, then have we got a podcast for you. Hosted by Washington Wine Commission's David Flaherty, Somlight pulls back the curtain on sommeliers, or more casually, Soms.
Sommelier, we're leaving as a restaurant-focused position, where in the wine world, Somm, S-O-M-M, has become more of a ubiquitous title for wine pros. So that can be people that work in the retail sector, people that are educators. A lot of events around the country have started to adopt that nomenclature as well. TechSomm is a big event every year in Dallas. SomCon is a big conference for wine people in San Diego.
Flaherty says these are some of the biggest supporters of Washington wines in the country.
And right now, these people, many of them are hurting. Many of them are out of work. And they've been huge advocates for us as a young industry trying to get into important markets like New York City, Chicago, San Francisco. And having these advocates on the ground that have been out to Washington and seen what we're doing, they've been giving us support for years. So the project was designed how we support them.
Somlight, Flaherty says, is a way to connect or reconnect with these folks.
And really give them a platform to share their stories and really kind of get people to understand that these are some of the most dynamic people in the business.
Go to somlight.com to catch the first 5 or any future episode. Tune in tomorrow for more. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about the process of getting pesticides registered.
All pesticides, even organic, are regulated through the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. A company can spend over $330 million on regulatory and development costs, including residue work, environmental fate, toxicity to animals and non-target organisms, formulations, crop safety, and efficacy against the targeted pests. Then finally, after about 10 years, we can write a label recommendation for use.
And that process takes 10 years?
At least sometimes, upwards towards 15 years on a 17-year patent. Once the data package is submitted to the EPA for their review, add another 2 to 3 years before the pesticide is registered. Very few of the experimental products that I test in my R&D role even make it to the market. But every so often, a product makes it through all the hurdles and gets registered.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.